From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to Washington Watch. Coming up, President Trump over the weekend calling out social media for, quote unquote, discriminating against conservatives, saying his administration won't allow this type of censorship. President is not the only Republican leader raising concerns about social media bias. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy in a tweet asked, quote, are social media giants facilitators of free speech or are they suppressors of conservative ideas? Congressman Kevin McCarthy joins us in just a moment. And apparently the state of Colorado didn't get the message in their recent slapdown by the United States Supreme Court in the case of the Christian baker Jack Phillips. They're after him again. Mike Ferris, the president of Alliance Defending Freedom, who is representing Jack, is here to explain. Also, Travis Weber, vice president of policy here at the Family Research Council, will join us with a closer look at how the left is using these state commissions like the one in Colorado to target Christians in the marketplace. That's coming up on this Monday edition of Washington Watch. Also today, a special day for me. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, it's at T Perkins. By the way, at TonyPerkins.com, you can follow the links over and download the Stand Firm app. Ran into some folks Sunday at church. They have the Stand Firm app. Their smartphone is smarter. Well, you can get the app, too. It gives you updates on what's happening, alerts that you can take action on, and, of course, remind you that it's time for Washington Watch. Also, coming up, let me remind you, not too early to register for the Values Voter Summit. In fact, it's just around the corner, 1 month away, the Values Voter Summit, Washington, D.C., and it's going to be a spectacular year. We're going to have some, we're going to have top administration officials, members of Congress, conservative leaders. This is where you want to be. September the 21st, 22nd, wrapping up on the 23rd. To find out more, go to the website, TonyPerkins.com. Or valuesvoter.org. All right. The president over the weekend raising further concerns about what social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter are doing to conservatives. They are essentially censoring conservative thought, and in particular, those that are supportive of this administration and this Congress. Now, given the fact that more and more people get their information from social media, this is a factor coming into the election. But the president's not the only one that recognizes. Of course, we've talked about it on the program. But other Republican leaders weighing in on this as well. And joining us now is Congressman Kevin McCarthy. He is the House Majority Leader, and he represents the 23rd District of California. Kevin, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Well, Tony, thank you for having me on again. I sure appreciate all that you do for our country.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate the fact that you're drawing attention to what is becoming an increasingly, I think, a threat to the dialogue, the conversation that Americans are having about important policy decisions, but also just the general direction of our country. And I think you're recognizing that along with many of your colleagues.
Well, I'll tell you, I got on this, and I'm from California, so I'm a little maybe more in tune. You know what social media is able to do? Social media is a wonderful thing, but it also allows ISIS to recruit. But what's happening here is we're finding these companies, and you just had this week where Jack Dorsey with Twitter, he acknowledged, he says, we're more liberal. This is a guy who apologized for eating at Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Okay. And so there's some real concerns because how people acquire their news and information today. And it's kind of a freedom of expression. But let me give you a couple quick examples. If you had Googled the California Republican Party 2 weeks before our primary election, you know what they said our ideology was? It wasn't the party of Lincoln or the party of Reagan. It was Nazism.
Mm.
And think about what Amazon has done. So many of us buy on Amazon. But what is it called, that Amazon Smile, where you can pick a nonprofit to send? Look what they did for the Alliance of Defending Our Freedom.
Right.
And they allowed Southern Poverty to say that they could no longer, or Amazon should no longer give them money, and they're defending our religious freedom. Think about what the case they just won from Colorado of the baker, 7-2.
Right, and we're going to have Mike Ferris on, the president of ADF, here in just a moment. So you're absolutely right. I mean, this is an organization that argues before the Supreme Court.
They defend us before Supreme Court. And there's a lot of conservatives who shop online, and it's just like you can pick a nonprofit, and they were always on there as a nonprofit. So, hey, I want some of my money to go there. Now they kicked them off. You can't even select them. Then think, I just had something the other day. So I'm on Twitter, and comes up that Laura Ingraham, she put a tweet up about over in Sweden that the conservatives can win about immigration. Well, Twitter, I have the selection that says sensitive. They describe that as sensitive, so they would not show me that tweet from Laura Ingraham. So what they're doing is they're picking it by an algorithm, says that is sensitive if you talk about immigration or a conservative issue. So it's denying the individuals, and that's what has a real concern to me before we get into an election, and
right.
Most definitely before we get into a presidential election. Because remember, they had one worker in, was it Germany, who took down the president's Twitter feed itself, and think about what's happened to so many other people. Think about what Candace happened to her. They took her off Facebook and other, or a candidate running against Jim Acosta, Elizabeth, her family escaped Cambodia. So she put a testimonial about the atrocities in Cambodia and why they left. Facebook and Twitter would not let her show that commercial. You would see that TBS or anywhere else until we complained. That's my concern. How many things don't get shown that we don't know about and aren't complaining about?
And Kevin McCarthy, here's the dilemma for conservatives. If we were liberals, this wouldn't be a problem because, well, first of all, they wouldn't censor us if we were liberals. But secondly, if we were liberals, we wouldn't mind using government to force them to do what we want. But as conservatives, we respect the marketplace. We respect individual freedoms and choices. But when increasingly the social media giants are holding themselves out as a type of virtual public square, that comes with some responsibility. How do we get them to see that?
What I think has to happen here, and I was just on a conversation with a couple CEOs of these companies, they need to show transparency. They need to show the country and be very, yes, it's an algorithm, but who writes that algorithm? An individual writes that algorithm. And if these are based more in Northern California, are they going to be more philosophically based? Show us how that algorithm works. Why would it pick Laura Ingraham? This, if she talks about immigration, why is that marked as sensitive? Give us a transparency what's going on so there's trust on all sides. That, to me, and then let the marketplace go where it may.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. In fact, we've seen this with Facebook over the last year and a half, where they've repeatedly changed that algorithm, which has affected the distribution of content and obviously the size and reach of the organization's entities using it. So I think you're right. People would like to know, all right, let us know what the rules are so we can play by the rules.
Exactly. And then you look at Google and you put in a search, and then it'll show you, want to say something about Trump, and then show you, they'll pull up all negative things and something positive about Hillary. You watch that going through. Give us transparency in what's going on so everybody understands.
Now, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, you mentioned Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter. He is slated to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee first week in September to discuss the Russian election interference. I think also we can have Facebook and Google executives there as well. Do we foresee him making an appearance before the House to talk about some of these issues?
We have an invitation of him. I believe he's going to give us a decision here very shortly, but I believe at the end of the day he'll be there. And I'm going to give – now, philosophically, I disagree with Jack, but the one thing I have found with Twitter, they're more open, and I think it would be a very good hearing to sit down and talk about these algorithms and others.
Well, I guess – I mean, this – we see this, you know, in the world that in which we live increasingly where, you know, we're fine with open discussion, debate even, because we feel very strongly and passionately about our ideology and that the facts that we hold back it up. The left, apparently not so much so, because some of the stuff they're reaching for is indefensible. So they just want to shut down the discussion. They want to eliminate conservative voices. And I think that's what the president is drawing attention to, because, quite frankly, this administration working with conservatives in Congress have accomplished quite a bit in the last 2 years leading into this midterm election. And I don't think we can count on the media to be talking about those positives that are going to be encouraging to conservatives.
Well, day after day, Tony, you see that. Think about this. In the last 49 years in America, unemployment has only been below 4% 8 months in those 49 years. And 3 of those 8 months happened this year. I mean, it's unbelievable economic growth. But would you, day after day, you get these reports. I mean, the billions of dollars saved because of the tax cut, the amount of economic growth we have found for in every category of who you are as an American. They don't talk about that. It's always some other controversy that's coming up. Or think about this. When it comes to the VA, the GI Bill is no longer 15 years or you lose it. It's now a lifetime. You know, you got the Choice Act out there. Look what we did about combating human trafficking, modern-day slavery. Right. You know it right. So well. We're 100,000 kids. And every year, 70% of that happens because of the Internet. With the bill that we passed this year, and I was in the Oval Office with the president when he signed it, and those survivors, Backpage, one of the worst sites possible, is now shut down and they're being prosecuted. Mm-hmm. One of those people just pleaded guilty the other day, Craigslist, others. And what they were able to do now, one DA told Ann Wagner that like 82% of those sites are now gone. But we're not talking about those successes or what we did to combat opioids, the largest that any Congress has been able to do about that. We've got some really good successes here. And the thing that I always say when I see this, I just want people to stop the bias. Do not have bias and put your personal philosophical beliefs. And I'm arguing for somebody on the other side. They can argue against me philosophically. Yes, let them go up in their feed on Facebook of what they believe or not. Let's have a debate about the power of the ideas. But don't shut mine down because you disagree with me.
I agree with you 100%. And that's what I think conservatives are asking for. They don't want to use the power of government to shut down anybody, which I cannot say for the other side.
Exactly. I mean, there was a person that put out the most unbelievable comments, and he's running for Congress. Against Melania, our first lady, what he said was just offensive. Now, I see in those situations that you take them off for a while. I mean, you should not be able to have that type of talk, what he said about her around. Yeah. But well, you know, I'll defend everybody else. There's to a point.
Well, we have to be civil in our conversation. Yeah. But just because you hold a view that's different than someone else does not reach a level of you being silenced. Someone disagrees with you. Kevin McCarthy, out of time. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, great to talk with you. Kevin McCarthy, House Majority Leader. To find out more, go to the website, TonyPerkins.com. All right, coming up next, he mentioned Alliance Defending Freedom. Well, the CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom, President Mike Ferris, is here to talk about the latest with Jack Phillips. He's the Colorado Baker. His case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and by a 7-2 ruling, the court slapped down the state of Colorado. But guess what? They didn't get the message. They're going after Jack Phillips again. Mike Ferris is here to explain. Don't go away.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Civil Liberties Attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, Senior Research Fellow in the Technology Policy Program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. The website, TonyPerkins.com. Let me remind you, coming up September the 21st through the 23rd, the Values Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. You do not want to miss this. Go to TonyPerkins.com or just go to ValuesVotersummit.org. All right, despite winning his Supreme Court case, the state of Colorado is going after baker and cake artist Jack Phillips again for simply living out his faith in the workplace. The same day that the U.S. Supreme Court granted a review in the Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, an attorney in Colorado called Phillips' shop, Masterpiece Cake Shop, and requested a custom cake with a blue exterior and pink interior to celebrate a gender transition from male to female. Right? Okay. Look, they're targeting these Christians. This was intentional. So he said, no, we can't do that. And so they went to the Civil Rights Commission. And they're after Jack Phillips again. With us now is Mike Ferris, President, CEO, and General Counsel of Alliance Defending Freedom, who has been and is representing Jack. Mike, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thank you, Tony. Good to be with you.
Well, we were together a few weeks ago at an event related to the ministerial in Washington, D.C., the advancement of religious freedom. Of course, Alliance Defending Freedom doing great work both domestically and internationally as it pertains to religious freedom. And that's what this case is all about, targeting someone because of their faith.
It truly is. Unlike the first case where a legitimate customer walked through the door, this was a setup by a lawyer deliberately seeking to punish Jack for his faith. He didn't like the fact the Supreme Court was taking the case, and so he tried to set him up again. One of the good features of this, however, from our perspective, is that there is no doubt that there's a message involved here. And so some of the questions have been whether or not there's a message communicated by cakes. Well, when you are communicating a transition, so-called transition from the way God created to the way you perceive yourself, that is a clear message and a clear First Amendment right, clear free speech issues. And we're just not going to take this line down. So we're going after the commission for their improper targeting of Jack Phillips.
Now, Mike Ferris, the commission, I mean, they just got slapped down by the Supreme Court. They didn't have to take this complaint. They could have said, no, there's nothing here.
That's right. They could have said that the Supreme Court's decided the issue. They could have decided that this man is not a legitimate customer. They had lots of options to them to avoid this, but they didn't want to avoid it. Instead, they're looking for the opportunity to crush Jack Phillips. They don't take no for an answer, and Supreme Court notwithstanding.
Now, let me use the big C word that is floating around Washington so much these days. Is there a possibility that there could be some collusion with the commission and this attorney that maybe because they knew this wasn't looking good for them, they wanted another case in the pipeline?
Well, that's why we've gone to federal court, is the process that if you just let the commission do its thing, the commission is the trial court. You don't get the same kind of evidentiary rules, the same kind of discovery as you will in the real court. So we have sued the commission in federal court, and we're going to discover what's gone on. We're going to get all their emails. We're going to get the emails of all the people involved and other records of all the people involved, and we're going to find out if there's collusion. I would be shocked to find anything other than this commission knew what it was doing. This is a political decision, not a legal decision. And it's going to be, the truth is going to come out because we will not leave a stone unturned.
And Mike, the reason I asked that question is based upon the comments that were made by the commission. I know some of the commissioners are no longer there, but this commission and the Supreme Court found this, that the commission revealed outright hostility toward Jack Phillips and his faith.
I don't think that that's changed. I mean, they still haven't reversed the situation where a guy went to a variety of other kinds of left-leaning cake shops and asked for pro-traditional marriage cakes, expressing a view against same-sex marriage. And when he complained about being turned down there, they said, no, that's protected by free speech. That's not gone away. That precedent's still in the book. So their disparity of decision-making is still valid and viable. And I don't think that we're going to find anything different here, is that the lack of neutrality, the lack of even the way the commission is made up by statute, it's designed to pick people who are not neutral. They're not neutral decision makers. These are advocates. And one of the things that we're looking into is challenging the very constitutionality of the composition of the commission.
Now, step back for just a moment from this one particular case and explain to our listeners why this issue of being able to, for Jack Phillips in this case, or maybe it could be a florist, a photographer, or anyone for that matter, being able to live out their faith, why that is so important to each and every Christian living in this country and literally beyond the borders of this country.
Well, if a person can't own a business, can't practice law, can't perform marriages, can't do a lot of things without accepting the viewpoint that marriages are to be celebrated, that's a phrase that you'll hear a lot when you talk to LGBT activists. In fact, at the ministerial where we were at, that was one of the phrases that was used, is we want to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. And if coerced celebrations are the standard by which we're all going to be measured, a lot of us are going to be out of public life. We won't be able to earn a living. Law licenses are on the line. Other kinds of business licenses are on the line. And if that's the status, we are all in deep trouble. We need to be able to stand with God and not lose our ability to be citizens.
Well, Mike Ferris, let me just say, I, for one, and I know there's a lot of other Christians, millions of Christians around this country and around the world that are thankful for the work that you and Alliance Defending Freedom are doing. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Terry. God bless.
All right, folks, Mike Ferris, Alliance Defending Freedom. To find out more, go to the website, TonyPerkins.com, and they've got a campaign going on in support of Jack Phillips. And look, these efforts to litigate are costly, and Alliance Defending Freedom picks up all the cost here, and they only do it through support folks like you. So I would encourage you to consider. They're a great organization. I support them. We work with them closely. All right. We're going to talk more about this with Travis Weber on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Do you feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
This is Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins. The website, TonyPerkins.com. If you're on Twitter, at T Perkins. I have issues now, even being on Twitter. They're so biased. Well, anyway, I don't want to get off on that just now. But let's continue our conversation about Jack Phillips. And not so much Jack Phillips, but what is after Jack. And what's after Jack is the Human Rights Commission there in Colorado that Mike Ferris made reference to. This is a commission. They're created, appointed by the governor, confirmed by the Senate, and they're liberal activists. But here's the thing. Colorado is not the only state that has one of these. And most people had no idea that these commissions are there, but yet they are usually the instigators behind many of these assaults on the religious freedom of people in the marketplace. Joining me now to talk more about this is the Vice President of Policy here at the Family Research Council, Travis Weber. Travis, welcome back to Washington Watts.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Travis, these human rights commissions, they go by a couple of variations in terms of names, but these are increasingly the vehicle that's being used by the left to assault the religious freedoms, the First Amendment freedoms of Christians in the marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really effective vehicle in that regard. Not only in Jack Phillips' case do we have the commission or a creature that's similar to it playing a part in the case, but even if we look at other cases that we focused on recently and people know well, the Klein's case in Oregon, Sweet Cakes by Melissa, featuring the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries, different name, but similarly an administrative entity created by state law, but then often overlooked after being staffed with appointments and bureaucrats who are bent on a liberal activist agenda. We can look at other cases in which similar commissions are involved, a part of the case, part of the state's prosecution of someone trying to live out their faith. they don't all function the exact same way, don't all initiate cases the same way, but they often are very similar in the role they play, in the fact that they're overlooked, and in the fact that they're bent on an agenda that is more in line with some authoritarian moral conformity enforced by the state rather than letting people be free to live out their faith.
So, Travis Weber, how do these commissions get their power? I mean, how do they get so powerful where they can actually just come after, essentially unchecked by, you know, any other element of government, and they just go after these Christian business folks?
Yeah, I mean, they're often, most if not all states have some variation of them, and they're creatures of state law created at one point in a state's history by a legislative enactment, authorizing their creation, authorizing a system to put people on them, usually appointments by the governor, but some sort of confirmation by the Senate, the state Senate. But then what's happened over the years is that they've migrated in what they're enforcing and migrated towards a really activist anti-religious freedom agenda from a point at which they were not doing that. And you had most people, you know, in a condition of being okay with what they were doing and the way they were enforcing the law, becoming much more activist, yet this not really being publicized. And only now is this really hitting the limelight when you see what happened to Jack Phillips, to recognize similarities with other states. So this is something that people ultimately have the power over. They just need to recognize the point of access and point of their ability to act on this. And do it. You know, I mean, you have Colorado where one of the governor's reappointments was blocked and by the state Senate. Now, the governor, I think, tried to find a loophole around this, but initially they were blocked. Funding was halted, at least for some period of time, by a state committee because it didn't want to approve of this kind of action by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. So voters can make their voices heard. We just need to find out how to do that in each state.
So these commissions, actually, many of them go back a long way in states' history to oftentimes address civil rights issues that were there in states that had problems. And they've kind of been hijacked or morphed into a new focus, and it's the advancement of usually the LGBTQ agenda at the, well, I guess, the demise of religious freedom.
Yeah, I mean, this is a classic example of a historically venerable legal framework, you know, a historically needed cause. I mean, the civil rights cause, civil rights movement implemented nationally in the Civil Rights Act, but then many states having their own similar legislation and apparatus to protect and enforce the state non-discrimination provisions. On the backs of those very needed provisions protecting against race and other classes, however, you have the LGBT movement coming along, and that's where we see this contention today.
So should we see, conservative, I know we're up in the music sounding, so we're out of time here, but should conservatives seek to get appointed to these commissions?
Seek to get appointed, seek to understand what's going on, and make their voices heard to their elected officials, because they have the power to do that on these issues.
All right, very good. Travis Weber, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
That's one of the conservative lawmakers who are listening. If your state has one of these, especially if you're in the Senate of your state legislature, get to, advance conservatives to serve on these commissions. Okay, coming up next, we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to go back to the social media question. We can still talk about this one, too, but I want to talk about the social media and the president saying we can't let this happen. We'll address it. What would you like to see him do? That's next. Don't go away.
Do you feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Civil Liberties Attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, Senior Research Fellow in the Technology Policy Program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
All right, welcome back. I'm Tony Perkins, and you are listening to Washington Watch, the website, TonyPerkins.com. If you missed anything, it's all archived. Later tonight, go to TonyPerkins.com. Also, coming up, Values Voter Summit. Great gathering of conservatives. In fact, it's the premier gathering of social conservatives across the country, coming up September the 21st, 22nd, 23rd in Washington, D.C., and we'll have, you know, last year we had the president, we've had the vice president. We're going to have a lot of folks there. We're going to have members of the cabinet. We're going to have members of Congress, conservative leaders. There'll be breakout sessions to help you up your game as it pertains to being a more effective participant in our republic. And this is going to be a critical fall election in which we need all hands on deck. And, of course, a key part of that is communication. That's why I hope you're listening to Washington Watch. Share the app, Stand Firm app, with your friends so they can be listening if they don't happen to have a station in their area. But to the president's point, this is what I want to talk about, is the president over the weekend on Saturday kind of going on a having a tweet fest where he was tweeting about social media censoring conservatives. Quote, "Social media is totally discriminating against Republicans' conservative voices. Speaking loudly and clearly for the Trump administration, we won't let it happen." Goes on to say, "Too many voices are being destroyed, some good and some bad, and that cannot be allowed to happen. Censorship is a very dangerous thing and absolutely impossible to police." So, number one, I'd ask you, are you glad the president is calling out social media for the bias that's there? Are you glad that he's doing that? But then he says, we won't let it happen. What would you like to see the president do? 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234, if you'd like to weigh in on that topic. By the way, I told you a special day today. It was 36 years ago my wife and I met. We, you, some won't believe this, but we met on a bicycle built for two. And she's been pedaling hard ever since. Yes, we met in Glorieta, New Mexico. Kind of got paired off, and we were riding a bicycle built for two, and it's been a great ride ever since. In fact, this weekend, we to kind of celebrate, we ran together, or at least same place, not the same time, mini triathlon. Bike riding, running, and swimming. We survived. We made it to the end. And she did great. All right, 866-372-7234. The president saying he's calling out social media, saying we won't let it happen. Are you glad the president is calling out social media for the bias that's there? And what would you like to see him do? 866-372-7234. All right, I'm going to go to the phones here. I think we got a question, comment from Michael. I think it's a holdover from last week, but it's a topic that a lot of folks did not get a chance to weigh in on. So I'm going to take Michael's call before I go to the others. Michael, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hey, appreciate taking the call. I just kind of a weigh-in from a teaching perspective with the trans bathrooms, and this is kind of on the other spectrum. But we just released test scores statewide in Mississippi, and I'm sure other states are doing so too. And this is just a kind of perspective on how kind of twisted some things are. But we break it down by race and gender. But the thing is they always try to tell you to target, you know, the lowest scores. Well, the lowest scores are always going to be your African-American students if you look at them. But the problem is that they don't let you go to the next step, and the next step is the home. And so I just kind of want to get, you know, some insight of what you thought about that, you know, because anytime a teacher wants to try to take that next step or talk about that next step, it's, no, you can't do that. That's not your job, you know, because it doesn't matter what color you are, what your background is or what your skin color is. But when you see a child that doesn't have both parents in the home or isn't getting the proper, you know, they don't know what to eat, that's affecting more of their test scores and things of that nature. And so I just kind of wanted to get your, you know, kind of give that insight, but also get your take on that.
Well Michael, thanks so much for calling and for listening, and thank you for being a light in a place that unfortunately these days tends to be pretty dark. You're absolutely right. I have, in fact, my former legislative assistant, when I was in the legislature, she went on to teach and taught second grade, actually went to another state and taught in a fairly affluent area. This was not like inner city or poor. It was an affluent area. And most of the kids in her class were not minorities. She may have had some Hispanics, but the issue across the board did not matter race or ethnicity, I should say, was not the major contributing factor. It was the structure of the home. And she finally gave up after a number of years because it was just too difficult because of the issues that teachers had to deal with in the classroom. And you can't even get the teaching because of the emotional issues, I think you made reference to the fact they're not even getting fed at home, not getting the proper nourishment, attention, not to mention, I mean, don't even go there, where they would be receiving help with their homework. So the family is absolutely critical, but people don't want to talk about that. But I do think we need to have a conversation nationally about family structure and parents having a responsibility. I was shocked the other day in reading an article. And I don't get off topic, and we're going to talk about this later. But the opioid crisis, the number of children, people don't think about this. They think about the people who are overdosing. They think it's teenagers. There's parents. Overdosing, leaving children as orphans or without parents or without proper attention and guidance. The children are being affected tremendously by this drug crisis. We've got to focus on the kids, and that's a key part of the education system. Michael, thanks so much for calling. It is a topic we'll return to, but I wanted to let you get in. your comment. Okay, we're going to go on to the president and his comments about social media. Let's go to Donna in Missouri. Donna, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about our president calling out the social media and all the liberal media stations. I think it's refreshing because truth is refreshing. And sometimes I guess I just don't understand why truth isn't so important to the liberals. I don't understand it. It's like living under buried lies. And, you know, so I do agree with President Trump and what he's doing. I really respect him for it.
Well, Donna, I don't think you're alone. Thanks for the call. In fact, I know you're not alone because the phones are lit up with, I think, people have a very similar opinion. Let's go to Patricia in Missouri. Patricia, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say I appreciate so much that President Trump has done, and I support him and I pray for him. And I do agree with him speaking out against the liberal media. I think if something tries to be done, though, it would almost seem to be totalitarian. Couldn't there be something that Christians could do to open up their own social media outlets?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point, Patricia. And I think there has been other attempts to create like a Christian version of Facebook. And I don't know that those have worked. What's happened is these. And first of all, let me just say this. Let me go back to what your point there. I agree. And that's the point I made with Kevin McCarthy when it comes to we're not for big government and regulation and shutting people down we disagree with. We just want to encourage them to be fair.
Right.
Because we don't want more government shutting people down that we disagree with. There is, and this point was brought up last week on the program, when you look at where Facebook, Twitter, these social media giants are, they have virtual monopolies on these social media platforms. And just like there is some regulation over government services or some government-regulated services, you know, it used to be the phone, electricity, different things that there are some oversight. I think that's the point that they're having to look at. Has it reached a point that they have a virtual monopoly, that there needs to be some form of government oversight? I'm not saying that necessarily that we're there, but I think there are many who are saying at least let's look at it to see. I'm just saying, hey, play fair, treat everybody the same.
Well, have you ever heard of Levin TV by chance?
Yes.
Okay, so what if we had something like that? You know what I'm saying? A Christian TV like that. But anyway, that's just a thought, and I do appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
I think it's a good thought, and I think if there's some folks out there who want to put some money in creating some things like that, there are some initial hurdles just because of the size of Facebook and the obstacles for new entries into the marketplace, but I think it should be explored. 866-372-7234. Let's go to Jennifer in Kansas. Jennifer, welcome to Washington Watch.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for your show. I'm a school teacher in Kansas, and I listen to your show every day when I'm on my way home from work. So my comment about that is I appreciate President Trump so much in how he will bring truth. I think some of your callers have said that prior, how he brings truth to issues that a lot of people, especially students, you know, and most of the average person, we don't even think about. And I just really appreciate that. One thing that I am passionate, and I agree with what you said about we don't need any more regulation, but I'm all about, then I think another caller said, well, what can we do? So I appreciate what President Trump is doing, and I really firmly believe that what he said is 100% accurate. I just don't know what to do with that information.
You know, Jennifer, I don't think you're alone. I think, in fact, I'll be very candid. I don't know exactly what to do. I made kind of a reference to it earlier when I came back from a break and mentioned my Twitter handle, @TPerkins. I feel somewhat conflicted about using the Twitter, because Twitter is biased. I've seen it even in the fact that I have, 46,000 followers on Twitter, something like that. But yet I'm one that's they've refused to certify as being legitimate, while there are, you know, others on the left who have a fraction of the people who keep up with them. I think for now it's what we have. I think that as we see this play out, depending on what we have to do. Now, I will tell you, I'll be, I guess I might be showing my hand here to the left, but we are preparing to, I think, kind of go back and use older technologies, which we've kind of moved away with social media. Seeing these trends of the hostility of social media toward a conservative thought, especially Christian thought, to go back to, you know, the websites where we're putting our content on websites, doing emails, those sort of things, where we're not going to be totally dependent upon social media if, in fact,
right.
They continue these trends. So
right.
Other
go more
than
back
that,
to like a blog type
yeah.
thing.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going back to smoke signals, but we are going to step back to
Okay, well, thank you so much again for taking my call. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to just voice my opinion on how good I just think President Trump is in voicing truth. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for listening, and thank you for teaching children. Again, there's a lot of Christian teachers out there, folks. And let me, you know, I'm hard on public education because I think it is a part of the deconstruction of our society from a moral and spiritual standpoint. But I should say more. I have said it, do say it, but I think that Christians should look at public education as a mission field. And we should send more Christians there so that the kids locked in the darkness can see a light. All right, very quickly, I'm going to take another call because Arthur has been holding very patiently in Texas. Arthur, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you having me on. Just to kind of dovetail off the previous comments, I really appreciate Donald Trump and what he's saying, and I think it is true what he's saying. I just think that it's really very difficult to dictate what Facebook or other forums are going to do. I mean, you can have them try to be more transparent and hold them accountable, but at the same time, it's their deal. So I kind of feel like there needs to be an alternative, something that's more neutral,
yeah.
where there can be more of an open forum for both sides to have open discussion. My concern is that we put ourselves in a holy huddle, and sort of Christians need to be in the world,
yeah.
not of the world, but be able to make influence, kind of like your comment about public schools. We homeschool. And our concern is being able to still be the salt and the light and teach our
right.
children to go out and
hey,
do
Arthur,
the same thing.
We got to leave it there. We're out of time, but your point is spot on, well taken, agree. All right, folks, out of time. Sorry I didn't get to the rest of the calls, but Lord willing, we got the rest of the week to talk together. Until then, I leave you with the encouraging words of the Apostle Paul. You've done everything you can do when you've prayed, prepared, and taken your stand. By all means, keep standing.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.